Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. I am here outside of Camp Pendleton in my mobile office getting ready to host a show with Catherine Lee, who is a dynamo. I mean, if you met her, you just would want to bottle her energy and we could fuel the planet. She's just an amazing woman. She's a personal development coach. You can reach her at ilivethesource.com. She's been on Oprah multiple times, and she is passionate about helping people live their purpose. So welcome, Catherine. It's so great to have you.
Thank you, Laurie Beth. It's exciting to me to be on with you because you were actually one of the greatest catalysts that helped me get on track to do what I'm doing.
How did that happen?
Well, I picked up a copy of The Path, and that book, literally, I read it within a 24-hour period of time and then went back through The Path and really sat with it and designed my own mission statement. And that, of course, then put me on the path to do all the things that I'm doing today.
What mission statement did you come up with?
Our mission statement, and it really has become a family mission statement, is to restore, renew, and to reveal hope.
I like that. Restore, renew, and reveal. Very alliterative, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we picked as our topic today out of the many that Catherine speaks on, and if you go to her website, you can see the speaking topics that she has. But I thought it would be good for the holiday season to talk about her topic on how to prepare for a great new year. And I have a feeling this isn't going to involve turkeys and decorations, is it?
No, not at all, although I say enjoy all of that, for sure. Absolutely. Well, I think the most important point about this is to forget the past. You know, we talk about forgetting the past and pressing forward to what's ahead. So many of us have had what we call New Year's resolutions, right, over
right.
and over. And I say let's have a New Year revolution this year. Let's literally change things around, because so often we, you know, take that deep breath and we've looked at all of the things that we've contemplated for years that we, quote, unquote, should change or that we feel like that we have to change. And that feels very heavy to us. And so instead, my thought is let's look at this year instead of what we want. What really are those desires, those things in our life that don't feel like shoulds and have-tos, but they really are things that maybe have been buried underneath our busyness or buried underneath some of those shoulds and have-tos. And instead, we begin to just sit in the next 30 days in some silence. I always say there's a gift waiting for you in the silence. Have some time to really be still and listen for what is it that I really want? What is it that I'm designed to do? What is that passion and purpose? I really recommend people picking up the path, even if they've read it in the past, and looking at, you know, some of the things that get stirred up in those times, and then begin to look around. You know, we have been given such a gift with our senses, and to use those senses to be able to see what, you know, gets us excited. You know, my daughter is an artist, and she'll walk into an art store, and she has walked into heaven, where I'm like, okay, could we pick some things out and get going? You know, there's no connection there for me. But for her, she literally says, I get so filled up just by walking in the door. So paying attention to those things, going maybe to the bookstore and flipping through some magazines, you know, what are the things that really stir our heart? Those things, if we can take these next 30 days to really enjoy and start to look at, you know, what it is that stirs us, and to forget that it's never too late. You know, don't feel like, I've washed up or I've tried before, but to really know that at any time you can renew that sense of passion and purpose in your life.
I love that verse that says that he will restore the lost years.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of us do, around the holidays, we get very sentimental about people we've lost, relationships we've messed up, things we could have done, should have done, and the time that's gone by, and we think it's over. And I love what your mission statement is to restore hope, and God restores the lost years. So
absolutely, and that's where having that time to be still enough to maybe even feel some of that pain, but to realize that a setback literally is a setup for a comeback that we can look at.
I like that.
Yeah, it's really how we can get over our setbacks and what some people call relapses, is if we can say, you know, that setback is just a setup for a comeback because I can learn from that setback. What happened there? What went wrong? You know, what was it that what we perceive as failure, instead if we can look at it as a learning opportunity to say, you know, what would I do differently next time? Or what happened the day, the week, or the moment prior to me having that setback? And that gives us the strength to be able to move forward. You know, when we lift a weight, it's the strain that brings the strength. And we so often look at strain as something negative. Well, strain is what very often brings us our greatest strength.
Wow, I love that. I wonder, what in your life did you have to go through? What shoulds? And take us through your peeling off the onion layer to get to the core. You sound so focused, and I know you are from your life. But it didn't just happen. You went through a process. So can you share some of that?
Absolutely. In fact, I can speak from experiences of setbacks and relapses and what I call negative self-talk that keeps us stuck so often. My story is actually physical. Many of us carry around weight in our lives, things that weigh us down. Well, I literally carried physical weight. I was 330 pounds at the top parts of my weight. And, of course, any of us that have battled with weight, it doesn't matter if it's 10 pounds or hundreds. You know, we very often have revisited that top number more than once.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly have myself. But I had a day that changed my life forever when one of my very best friends, who was 31 years old and 9 months pregnant, died of an aortic aneurysm, and we lost her and her baby. Yeah, it was very tragic. It was, you know, talk about those days that we revisit and think the regret and the loss of the times we missed out. You know, life truly is so short, and this was one of those awakening moments for me. And at the time that she passed away, I was 330 pounds. I was pregnant with my second child, and I thought, I literally got down on my knees and looked up at God and said, what do you want me to do with this? And all I knew at that moment is that I was going to get healthy and help someone else get healthy in their life before they had to go through a Kelly experience, is what I call it. Her name was Kelly, and her baby was Sydney. And really, all I do is an honor to them now, because, you know, what was meant for evil, you know, God can use for good. And so I literally began one day at a time. You know, we use that term a lot, but it truly is one day at a time, that newness of mercy and grace is new every morning. And I started to look at, what does it take to be healthy? You know, not just spiritually, that was a huge point and is still the foundation of my life, but also we were made with physical bodies and minds that we can think and make decisions. You know, our attitudes, so much as a man thinketh, so is he. So I started beginning to look at, you know, my thoughts. I began to look at not only what I was putting in my body, but what I was putting in my brain, and began to just peel back, like you said, those layers. And to remember that it's a process. We so often want change in this microwave society that we live in, that we're promised everything will happen for us. If we just do steps 1 to 3, you know, everything will change in 30 days. But really, change is a process, and when we give ourselves that permission of knowing that, it really has just been a process of learning, growing, relapse, right, those setbacks,
right,
and then learning and growing, allowing those pieces to be peeled back to say, you know, what's next, and knowing that some of that is painful, and yet the restoral that does happen is one of the greatest gifts that we can be given, is to really look at where our pain stems from, and also, you know, knowing that suffering and some of our challenges are actually what gives us our greatest character and our strength.
Mm. Now, what's the difference between goals and intentions?
I think this is one of the formats of what I teach, because we tend to put on ourselves, you know, I set a goal and I failed. And very often what I have seen in working literally with thousands and thousands of people over a decade and a half on this focus is, we often set what I call intentions, we set them as goals. And the difference is that a goal is something that you can do, that you are, you look at that that is written down and say, I can do this, which is, you know, let's say I'm going to walk 3 times a week for 15 minutes or, you know, I'm going to walk 5 times a week for an hour, whatever it is for you. That is a goal because you know that you are the one that's going to get up, put on those shoes, and get out and walk. An intention is something that you say, I want to lose, you know, X amount of pounds in X amount of time. Can we really control that? You know, it was like me being on the Oprah Winfrey show. You know, that was an intention. I had an intention to be on the show, but I couldn't have it as a goal because I could only do so much. Now, I could write into the show, and I could do the things that, you know, made me someone that would be, quote-unquote, attractive, you know, or had a story that could get on the show. But beyond that, that wasn't anything that I could do. I love the proverb that says, a man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So the plans and the steps are ours, right? That's the goal. But the Lord directs his steps. Those are the intentions. Those are the things that we get to hold out with an open hand and say, Lord, I'm going to make these goals, and I'm going to step in them. But I ultimately want you to direct the intentions of my life. Those are those big dream goals that we don't always have the control over. So I write intentions. Some people call them dreams, however you want to put them. I've got big ones that are written down, and it's important to have those intentions and those goals. But those are the things that I then hold out to God and say, you got to put the rest of the pieces together. If this is meant to be, I'm handing these dreams and intentions over to you, and I'm going to focus on the steps and the plans that I pray that he has put on my heart. I always believe that if you can sit down as you're writing your goals and intentions and have some quiet time and say, okay, you know, guide this pen, you know, guide this pen or pencil, and have that happen. And then we will be able to be peaceful whether the intention or the dream comes true or not. We get the ability to know that we're stepping and we are making plans, but ultimately the outcome is in God's hands.
That's so important to remember. Now, I know our listeners are just so curious. So what did you talk about on the Oprah Winfrey Show?
Well, it's interesting. As you mentioned, I've been on more than once, and the first time I went on, it was all about my weight loss. It was about, you know, taking off the weight, and it was interesting. At the end of the show, she mentioned, you know, the results and how happy I must be, and I said, yes, I like me now. And that was kind of the beginning of my journey, although I had kept my weight off for 6 years. It was the beginning of a journey because what I didn't realize is that everything I had built that success on was performance-based love and really out of fear. I felt like somehow I had to earn the grace that God gave me the second chance, and I felt like if I would just lose the weight that I would be loved and accepted and respected. And in a lot of ways, those things happened, but because I had built the success on that, it was interesting later on in my life, just, you know, shortly after being on the show, some testing came into my life, and I began to gain some weight back. First, it was I got remarried and got on birth control, so I had some chemical weight gain for the first time. It wasn't just choice weight gain. I had had some chemical, and then I thought, oh, well, I'll hide out. I'll get off birth control. I got pregnant. Of course, I was eating in between. Don't get me wrong. I was isolating and saying, oh, heck, I've gained a little weight. What's a little bit of this? Because, see, the change wasn't based on anything, but I need to perform, or this is where my base is. I did not realize that I had placed my value in my performance. And, you know, when we do that, God very often will take away what we treasure so that we can truly have our value and see our value. And that's exactly what happened. So I gained way back. I started thinking that everything that had happened had just been a fraud or, you know, something to that effect. And, of course, I went on the second time to the show because after learning some great lessons, I took, you know, the weight back off and really learned in a sense of freedom rather than fear how to have success.
Wow. What a great, great story. And the fact that you are an overcomer because you set your goal, you set your intentions, you achieved being on the Oprah Winfrey Show, which every person on the planet wants to be on, and then you had a setback, and then you came back to talk about how you overcame your setback. Catherine Lee, you are an amazing person, and I really recommend our listeners going to your website, ilivethesource.com, and checking her out. She's a coach. She's one of my dearest friends, and set your goals. But give your intentions to the Lord and take quiet time, and don't forget to get the path. And
that's
think about the words of the show. Blessings to you, Catherine.
Thank you so much, Zoe Beth. It's an honor.
Have a great new year. All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.